oh, yeah, just merge in front of me and make it so I'm now blocking the intersection. It's a good... It's a cool move.
It's a cool move.
There's a sign in front of this nondescript building here, pretty near our office, that I've never noticed before. Maybe it's new. I don't know. It says, Fun Plus! Spelled all out. I don't... I'm tired of regular fun. I need something more. If only there was a place for me to go. To find fun that was somehow more fun. A funner fun. Don't they normally put the Hall of Fame stuff on Saturday? Why is it Friday? Why am I driving home while that stuff's on? Normally I get to watch that stuff. I mean, I guess whatever, it's... I can watch it later. Whatever. NXT, oh, okay, so, TakeOver on Saturday, Hall of Fame on Friday, I guess that makes sense. I don't know, I want to watch the whole thing, red carpet stuff, all that shit. Corbin has a nice jacket. That, I don't know, that might be the only thing I actively want to watch, is the Hall of Fame stuff. I don't even know who the fuck is wrestling on TakeOver. And I barely know the WrestleMania card, and I don't... What I do know didn't sound great. At this point, the notion of like, oh man, what if the Hardys showed up, is maybe like one of the most potentially interesting things about WrestleMania. And I don't even like the fucking Hardys. Reigns, Undertaker last on the card?
That seems strange.
Well, I mean, they'll want to end the show with something surprising, and having Roman Reigns gain the Undertaker's powers is probably as surprising as it gets, so...
Does nothing for it. Yeah, I mean... Well, yeah, I mean, look.
I don't mind Roman Reigns. I think that his mic work is not... I feel like he should be capable of better. But I think the character, the way he's playing the character he is playing is kind of lame. Like, he should be cooler. But the shit coming out of his mouth just doesn't sound believable. This is my problem with it. And yeah, I don't know. Like, Undertaker, you know, I haven't wanted to see, like, I don't need to see the Undertaker wrestle anymore. I like The Undertaker a lot. I less so in recent years. Less so in the last, let's say, 15 years, I guess, actually. More like. But so, you know, like, whatever, if they got to send The Undertaker out and they got to do it at WrestleMania and it's going to be it for him, then yeah, put him on last. Sure, why not? What that guy has done for wrestling, given his life to wrestling, put the man on last, put him in the Hall of Fame next year. Sure, why not? Plus, he's the guy who was always there for Vince McMahon. Even when times were tough. Undertaker never went nowhere. You put that man on last. He held his mud. And they'll give it one last... Well, they'll give it one more shot. Making Roman Reigns seem... authentically tough. The guy that retired The Undertaker. It's what you do, right? You go out on your back. It's wrestling. It's just a shame they don't have anybody a little more ready to launch that they could have put in that spot that would benefit from it. But whatever, that's the problem with wrestling, right? Now, is that it appeals to so many different demographics that no one is ever truly satisfied. There were those stories basically saying, like, oh, yeah, like, Roman Reigns merchandise is at Cena-like levels. Kids love Roman Reigns. Like, all right, sure, fine, good. It's not... The way that they're doing his stuff, it's not for me, but hey, that's fine.
I mean, mean, the way they're doing most of their stuff lately is not for me, so why should this be any different, I guess. At this point, I'm more excited that they put up a few episodes of Mid-South recently. And, you know, I want to see the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. I want to see that goofy shit. Watch old pay-per-views. Whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure at some point, like, especially, you know, depending on what I'm doing on Sunday, I'm near a computer. I would probably put WrestleMania on, but not going to sit there and stare at it. Thing is, like, ideally I would play near, but I don't know if, like, I feel like I want to actually devote more focus to near and have it, you know, having wrestling on in the background, I would miss too much of the fucking ill story shit jumping off in near. And I was trying to split my focus like that, so I don't know. Find something else to play. Get back into Destiny. Now's the time. I mean, I guess I could play Mass Effect. Like, that game requires no focus because none of it is worth focusing on. That's a perfect wrestling game. I suppose I could play Zelda. Not that much story in that thing to begin with.
that's a fucked up thing to do. Should I back up? Let this person pull out? No. I'm not going to. Light's red anyway. It's fine.
Vita dev kit. Yeah, yeah. It's unsurprising that Vita dev kits might be available on the gray market these days. I wonder, I wonder if those things are as locked down as PS4 debugs are in terms of functionality and stuff like this. There's weird stuff about PS4 development hardware that will make it way less useful if purchased on the open market. I should just run this fucking red light. This is terrible. They added in this left turn arrow at this intersection, and it's just, like, there's no one coming, and there's no one walking, there's no... I mean, I guess it's fucking, like, 20 seconds. Like, maybe it's not that big a deal. Firmware that the Vita Homebrew seemed... Yeah, well, it's running dev kit firmware, so I don't know how much of that has leaked out over the years. I thought that they should have taken the Vita TV and let you actually tether a Vita to it so you could use the touchscreen shit. But that's probably not how that works. In terms of duplicating the video, like, where do you run the game? Does it run on the Vita? Does it run on the Vita TV? Like, where's the, you know, what's processing the video out? All that sort of fucking weird shit. It's probably not easy to do, but... Instead of, like, the Vita TV can run 9 games. Might have ended up with 2 Vita TVs? I forget. I bought one when they came out in Japan, but I want to say they sent one out when it came out in the U.S. I might have that one around, too. I thought about setting up the homebrew stuff on one of them, but I don't... Like, none... That doesn't... I just don't see a lot of homebrew Vita stuff that I actually want to do or that I can't do better somewhere else. So... Classic homebrew. Yeah, I'm... I don't know that I have a need for that either. But I guess I don't really know what it runs. Like, you can make it run like RetroArch, right? People running, like, N64 games on that thing. Like, not well, but still kinda. Like, that's neat. That's another thing that I'd have better options for that sort of stuff, too. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've got one of those NES classics, and I don't know that I'll do anything meaningful with it either way. Like, it's tempting to experiment with it, but whatever. Every amiibo works with Zelda, right? It's just you get better shit with the, like, actual Zelda amiibos. But, like, can I touch any amiibo to that thing and get arrows and shit? Or am I crazy? They all give you something? Alright. I'm gonna get into that then. There's been too many cases in that game where I'm just like, I fucking have no regular arrows. So I'm just shooting bomb arrows at stuff that doesn't deserve that. Doesn't deserve me wasting better arrows on it, but it's all I fucking got.
Even man, these fuckers, that music killer. He said, baddest bitch on earth.
Yep, that's what he says.
So, you got movement to your feet, right? Fucking right. You know, that's right, man. He's got those. So, if you get in fixing for us, man. Check this out. I'm gonna make this motherfucker do some difficult shit, right? We got Kim Rick and say, one fist. And then we're gonna make the record say 1-1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3. Get loose, get loose, get loose.
Okay.
That's it. That's a thought. How do y'all think you do that shit? Like,
I mean,
if you do that, man, back then.
No.
Hold on, okay.
Uh-huh.
You gotta do that back.
What?
Get loose, get loose, get loose. I don't think I'm tripping. I'm tripping too, right? Hey, hold on.
Okay,
then after that, get. Do that shit. He don't grip that motherfucker, right? Oh, my man need that courage because they gotta do some cool shit, right? Leave me that shit. Somebody say the beats. Yo, Mr. Man, you on the spot. What's my ass with you? Chief the man. Yo,
screen for 20 minutes before letting the machine up. It just never ran. So we cut it short.
Have you ever been to a bus station?
Free, huh?
People walk around dirty, filthy, wearing rags. Believe no terrorist will take out a bus station. And they look around like, damn, someone's over.
Hey,
next to this person weaving, so that's good. I can't get past it. There's too many other cars. Oh, dude. Well.
Up against St. Louis. Our parents deliver. Our parents are great people. Our mom, I just wants to move.
And it's all, and one of those like subtle things, like, you know, hey, people, you know, from high school are being here and getting big houses. It was the subtle.
That was the subtle thing, but she's kind of left that. She's now just out in it lying about St. Louis.
To prove it up,
I just want to come home. There are houses, like mansions in St. Louis, built around 94 World's Fair by a really nice park, and one house was down, and they built this cracking temporary house.
We used to joke about it. We call it Miami Vice.
And not in a good way. You know what I mean? In a bad way. We would joke about it. And so we're just home Thanksgiving last year, and we ride by Miami Vice house. We're to make fun of it. And our mom, just in, without any irony, none, she was like, you know, using an extra shot to show open up the TV show Miami Vice.
After we're like, is she, if you think, going to be the stripper the camel's back?
Yeah. Gets us into our careers and say, and we go home, family and friends, but then there's
the oh, so cool.
Sammy B is on the cut. Sammy B is on cut. Cut. Sammy B. Cut. Sammy B.
One, two.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, why don't you?
real shit like that. Live life like you give like that. Eat life like that. Poor shit. Some real hardcore hit more war shit. Talks worth the devil. We were stabbing for Stony Parole through Paris. Crackers, what it my one. Yeah, you better off shit. What I tell you, G. Yeah, I can touch that shit for real. Yeah, we love that shit. Yeah, on aime shit. On shit. On se bat pour shit. Faut qu'elle reste autant de chute. C'est R.A. de Ren. Rock M. On se frappe à qu'elle l'a de la même. Problème dilemme. Progrès. Mais tu quand même. C'est rap pour l'autre musette. Things pour gâteau. Vous les cramez doigts. Push em up. Push up. Si que tous les chutes viennent pas. Feel motherfuckers. Push em up. Push em up. Don't leave broke guns. Pour tout repas. Push em up. Si tu penses tout, j'ai un parisien non blocks. Faut que push. Je cabule G. Style que j'ai. GG la VP, les GG, l'œil ouvert, j'ai changé mon DG. Des plans pour futur, je protégé. Des milliers de rimes, les faux soient corrigés. Pour que l'homme passe à GG, passe les racines et les fdorés. Donc à venir, même pour me venger. Plus de putes qui m'ont plongé. Plus bas quand j'ai pas les armes pour Roger. Mélanger, c'est la suite, tous les échos. On nique, trop de négligés. Mais on est confiants, les dirigés. Don't leave broke, got the pour plus cramer d'en bas. Push up, push up. Si tu penses que tous les chiens parisiens n'ont pas de prop. Real motherfuck. Push em up, push em up. Big story broke, got the pour tous les coups cramés d'en bas. Push em up, push em up. Si tu penses que tes chiens n'ont pas de prop. Real motherfuckers. Push em up, push em up. You see that, that I don't care who y'all are. Girl, from your face, aka the ball. You think I'll squeeze your asses or bitches. Real life, bitch, get it right, bitch. That's 2 bucks 6 and 260. Klaus Kinski, call me Thug Jiggy. Street shit, netting, Pop Doyle, Gene Hackman, rap for real rapping. Come on, no green, whole team, yeah. Watching vampire licks. From hook to beat up, miss shit, break shit up. Assassin, man, about to wake shit. On a besoin de confiance, plus de respect, activité, plus de chœurs. Plus de compréhension, plus de temps pour nos ans. Plus d'amour, plus de plaisir, on y lentement. Things to broke, ain't got done. Pour tout le prix d'en bas, push em, push em up. Si tu peux tous les chiens, Paris, pas props. To the real mark, push em up. Big story broke, ain't got tous les coups cramés bas. Push em up, up. Si tu penses que tous les visiens n'ont pas l'off. For the real motherfuckers. Push em up, push em up. Big story broke, ain't got pour tous les cramés d'en bas. Push em up, push em up. Si tu penses que tous les chiens parisiens n'ont pas l'props. To the real motherfuckers. Push em up, push em up. Big story broke, ain't got done. Pour tous les coups cramés d'en bas. Push em up, push em up. Si tu penses que tous les chiens parisiens n'ont pas l'props. For the real motherfuckers. Push em up, push em up.
Like I said, I grew up in Virginia. Few things I miss about Virginia. One was...
All right. Cool. I made it home. Everybody, have a good weekend and stuff. I'll see you later.